Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Early exposure to stress can seriously degrade a child's ability to focus and learn in later years. Helen Neville, professor of neuroscience at the University of Oregon, describes a newly developed method that can reverse the developmental damage done by stress.
For decades, researchers have documented the markedly lower IQs, lower language skills, lower self-regulation, attention, and brain function and structure in children living below the poverty line. Since lower socioeconomic status, or SES, typically occurs across multiple generations, many argue that these differences are of genetic origin. However, genes are not destiny, partly because the expression of genes depends on environment, a process known as epigenetics. First, we show that there are no differences in the distribution of gene variants between higher and lower SES children. Secondly, we developed an intervention that makes lower SES children and their parents look indistinguishable from higher SES children and parents. Our lab studies human brain development with a focus on the changeability or neuroplasticity of different brain systems. We have learned a considerable amount about which systems are least changeable, and we know exactly when others are open to change. Using this knowledge, we targeted one very malleable system in lower SES children in Head Start: selective attention. That is, the ability to select one of several possible visual objects, auditory conversations, or ideas to focus on and enhance its signal while suppressing unattended inputs. After this 8-week inexpensive program, children resemble higher SES children on measures of language, cognition, and brain functions of attention. There is now strong economic motivation to reduce the neurological differences induced by socioeconomic inequality. Improving these systems in lower SES children will improve educational outcomes, increase earnings and employment, and decrease crime and incarceration.
That was Helen Neville of the University of Oregon.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.